Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing The Punisher, Season 2, Episode 3, Trouble the Water.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I just went for a good hike.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Dropping the weight. We're trying to get this get my hiking game tight.
So it's easier to do. Where live.
I went on like a 3-hour hike today with Gary, actually, our good friend Gary.
Oh man, I miss that kid.
Yeah, he's a good kid. all right, let's talk Punisher.
Trouble the Water.
Yeah, I looked at that title for a full hour thinking it said Trouble the Waiter. And I was trying to decide which waiter it meant. I was like, a waiter? Like is he going to trouble a waiter in a diner? Or is there like some bad guys troubling a waiter in a diner?
Or... Actually, it's neither of those. The waiter's name is Trouble.
I didn't even think about it that way. I was like, troubling the waiter, troubling like a waiter in water. Like I had water in my head because I was thinking like waiters. Anyway.
Like big rubber pants.
Yeah, it's like real silly. All the hoops my brain was going through trying to figure out what this title meant, and then I realized when I finally started the episode, it said "Trouble the Water" in the song. I was like, oh, I'm a real dumbass. This episode was the end of kind of the first arc of the show, which I loved. As soon as it happened, I was like, oh, this is reminding me of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. model where you choose, you know.
Oh, like the pods.
Yeah, you have a couple pods on your season, so it's not too long, not too drawn out. And they did this really cool first sort of pod of this season. I really loved it.
You know, If we're just going straight into spoiler, like full spoiler for the episode.
Yes. Sorry.
I'd like to say that it kind of felt like the first three episodes of the show were like the opening mission of like a Metal Gear Solid type of game where Frank Castle is the main character and, you know, he's out, you know, in the world enjoying or, you know, whatever enjoying would look like for him, just having his life, and then Trouble finds him, and then he gets picked up in a helicopter, extracted, and be like, we need you to come back to the agency, you know, you got another mission, soldier, here you go.
They know how to structure a story to keep you hooked in this show.
Oh, yeah.
In the first episode, they start with that battle sequence in the car, and they go, you know, whatever, 2 days earlier or whatever, and then you see how he got there. Well, with the show... the thing that's great about that is they get you into the action right away. They show you him being the Punisher, and then they show you him being Pete and having to kind of come back to being Punisher. In the same way, since they know, I think, this story is probably going to be a little bit of a slow build, seeing as we've seen Billy in the hospital and all that's going on, and we know he broke out now, but... All that's happening in the city, but I feel like that's going to be a slow build to sort of build Billy back up as a villain. Or whatever they're going to build back up as the main villain of the season, which I assume will be Billy, or, you know, Billy will be involved somehow. But I think they know that's going to be a slow build. So they started us off with a really nice, tight 3-episode arc that just happens in this little sleepy town. And that's super fun.
It kind of spreads over, like, just outside of Detroit and then into Ohio. But, yeah,
that's right.
Definitely, it's all sleepy towns the whole way. So, I really like the kind of the finality of this sleepy town story with this episode. Because, like, it feels like it got built up into, like, a big battle type thing, like,
yeah,
you know, it's, I kind of want to rename this one instead of Trouble the Water, have it be like, you know, Frank Under Siege or something like that. Because he's under siege effectively in the police station, in the sheriff's office of a place that they have no idea who Frank Castle, the Punisher, is. They've never heard of him there.
Yeah. I thought for sure we were going to lose a couple of those cops. I figured some of them would make it through, but I thought for sure we were going to lose the cops because they had Frank in a cage and they had to have a reason to let him out. But as soon as they let him out and put him, he was chained to a desk. As soon as they chained him to that desk, I said, oh, they're all fine.
Yeah.
They're probably all going to be fine. He's still chained to a desk, but you chain Punisher to a desk, he makes that desk a weapon. I was just waiting for, I knew for a fact he was getting out. And I like that the girl kind of got involved with the subterfuge and got him the keys. That was a nice moment.
Yeah, yeah. It's like she's finally coming around and understanding, like, this guy is probably the best person to be around in my situation.
He's the person that she needs to be with, but she's also realizing how deep she is into some stuff. Like, these guys are not playing around. They've sent multiple killers after this one girl 3 times now, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, this being the third time, like, at first, it was just some of them in a bar, and then it was some of them at the motel.
Yes.
Fucking battery. And now it's like an army of them sieging this police station. And I like that there was consequences for not following what Frank said for the police officers. Like, because, you know, you're on Frank's side. And sure. You're like, come on, guys, let him out. Let him off the leash. Let him do his thing. So when they don't do that and they're like, all right, this guy's going to run to the car. He runs to the car. He gets shot. And I thought he was dead. Like, I thought it was just like him dead rolling forward. But, you know, it was just a gut shot. And then he still survives. So I like that there was that consequence of like, damn, we could have avoided a gut shot if we had just let this guy off the chain.
Yeah, when he gets shot and they all run out to get him, I was like, don't do it, you're all dead.
No!
I thought for sure they were all getting headshotted. I thought it was just a ploy to get them out the door.
Yeah.
But luckily they survived. Yeah. I really loved this episode. What's that movie? Assault on Precinct 13, I believe, is the movie where there's like a police station and all the baddies are coming at them.
Yeah.
This was like a little microcosm of that, and I just loved it. I love the sheriff. I love the brothers. I love their dynamic, and of course, I loved Frank breaking out and just busting heads,
just wrecking. Yeah,
yeah. One of my favorite Frank moment. We should start doing that. Our favorite badass Frank moment from the episode. Mine is he shoots a guy in the gut and leaves him there on the ground. And then two guys come behind to help him up, and then he comes behind and shoots both of them in the head, and then the guy on the ground in the head. So he didn't. Yep. He intentionally didn't finish the guy off so that it would draw two other people out of hiding, so he could take them out too. Just using a gut shot as a way of like drawing your enemy out is utterly ruthless. Just totally ruthless.
It's Punisher. It's so Punisher.
It's Punisher all over, man.
That's Frank Castle. Up and down.
Yeah. Love it.
I like when he shot the bottle, because the guys were running up to throw the Molotov and he just tags the bottle and sets them both on fire.
Yes, yes.
I was like, oh shit, here he goes.
Yeah. I think Alyssa for a second didn't see the shot, and she was like, did that just explode on them? I was like, no, Frank shot it.
Are they that incompetent?
Yeah, she just thought, like, these characters are becoming less threatening as they show how incompetent they are. And I was like, no, Frank shot it. Oh.
Makes more sense that way. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I love this whole episode. This whole 3-episode arc, really, has been a great start. And I'm ready to dive into the rest.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, anything else you want to say about this episode particularly?
I mean, we got to talk about Billy breaking out.
Sure.
And how
sure,
it
yeah.
seems like it. It's not like he's breaking out, but it's still just that fear response. And I feel like Madani may be putting too much on Billy Russo, as far as like she thinks that he remembers everything and he's just playing everybody around it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. It does seem like very plausible that he could be just not remembering anything. But he's still a bad dude, man. He's still a bad dude regardless.
Yeah, the way he took out those two cops without even like thinking about it, basically.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh God, it's all reflex now. He's so much more dangerous.
Just pure instincts.
Yep. So yeah, he's out on the run, and you know, kind of want that story to converge now. But you know, Frank is coming back to New York, so let's go.
I did not expect that. Like, I didn't. I don't know. I saw Billy. I just didn't expect it to so soon drive those two towards each other.
Yeah,
and I guess we don't know how long it'll be before they actually meet. It may be many episodes, but just the fact that he's like coming back to hunt him is just really exciting. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at MCUcast.com, at MCUcast on Twitter, Facebook.com/MCUcast, MCUcast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU. If you want to support the cast, go to Patreon.com/MCUcast, and you can get these Punisher episodes a little faster because we drop them there as soon as we get them recorded and edited. But the main feed will only get one a day. So this is a good time if you've been thinking about supporting the cast anyway, been a fan for a while, and just want to support us. We really, really do appreciate it. Keeps the lights on over here. Keeps the tape running. So head over there, support the cast, get these episodes quicker. We're going to try to drop them as quick as we can over the next few days. So, all right, guys. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.